Hi everyone, it's Steve back again for the Daily Aces podcast with another match preview for the women's side of Wimbledon Day 2. This is a one-unit selection on Coco Vandeweghe minus 4.5 games versus Govortsova, and that is at $2.01 at TopSport. Just looking at some of the other prices around at the moment. That is $2.02 at Pinnacle for those who are able to get on there. So in a lot of areas, it's currently sitting around that minus four mark, around that, you know, mid dollar 80s. I've decided to take the extra half a game and get it up to just a touch over $2 here. I think, you know, Poco has come off a long, you know, injury layoff and has, you know, really struggled to, I guess, find her place back on the tour again. But what she's been able to produce over the last, you know, couple of weeks, particularly on the grass, which we know she's quite comfortable on, has been pretty impressive. You know, to be able to make her way through to the semi-finals in Birmingham, ultimately losing to Kazakina, which is a bit of a tricky matchup for Coco. But when you look through the list of, you know, being able to beat Buzkova, Tomjanovic, Kristina Pliskova, Kozlova, through the early rounds of that tournament, I think when you compare that and you map it out and you look at it compared to what Govortsova was able to defeat in qualifying, so Benoit, Shramkova and Buxa, this is just a multiple steps up in terms of opposition quality. Those three matches for Govortsova were the first three matches on grass since 2017. And you have to go all the way back to the 2015 Wimbledon, where she made a run through qualifying and made her way through to the fourth round, where she lost to Madison Keys. But obviously, you know, a lot has happened in the last 6 years. And I think when we look at what Coco's been able to produce, as I said, particularly in Birmingham, but not only that, to then have that week off to kind of rest, recover, get herself set for this tournament. She's in a delicate situation in the draw because her ranking is 163, but she's using a protected ranking to get in here. So she needs to make the most of these opportunities. I think, as I said, this is a great spot for her. I think power-wise, you know, the majority of these points are going to be on the racket of Coco. And although it is a little bit tricky, I guess that 4.5 game handicap isn't one that I would generally involve myself with. I think looking at the serve stats of Govortsova through qualifying, I don't think she was holding probably as dominantly as I would like if I were to be considering her on the other side or the flip side of this handicap. And when you think about the step up in opposition quality today in particular, I think this is going to be a lot more difficult for her. As I said, just the one-unit selection, I'd rather get involved with this, as I said, just above that $2. I wouldn't go too much lower than the price that is currently available. So if you're seeing it in the, you know, high dollar 80s or low dollar 90s, I probably wouldn't get involved. But I think seeing it as a touch just over $2 at the moment, I think it's worth a play just off what we've seen from Coco. Most notably in Birmingham. I generally don't go off such a small sample size, but obviously this is the first time we've really been seeing, you know, Coco play a consistent brand of tennis outside of those first couple of tournaments to start her return this year, where she was still finding her feet. So great to see her back on tour. Great to see her notching up a couple of wins a couple of weeks ago. And I think this is a great little spot for her. I think in the draw as well, considering Johanna Konta has fallen out of this little part of the draw. So I'll be interested to see if she can take advantage of it. I think she can. And I'll be taking a one-unit position on Coco Vandeweghe minus 4.5 games, and that is at $2.01 at TopSport. If you are going to get on TopSport, it's currently classed as the alternate handicap one, so you just need to go to the drop-down box a little bit further down the markets there. I'll be back later on my website at acetennispreviews.com with some more written previews, but this will be the last audio preview for me for today. I'll have a couple more to add tomorrow, as it looks to be another busy day there. But as always, thank you very much for tuning into the Daily Aces podcast.